We are back on Talk to the Experts. I am David Curtin, and I'm talking with Brian DeCock. Brian is the technical product manager for AgriCity. Lots and lots of we're learning about as you get prepared for the growing season. Today, we're talking about weed control in canola. A few minutes ago, Brian, we talked about Liberty Link canola. So what are some important issues when it comes to weed control in Roundup Ready canola?
A lot of the same issues that you get in Liberty Link you get in Roundup Ready. Canola is not very competitive when it's small, but once it gets going and the canopy closes, it's very competitive. So your best bet is always to get your weeds controlled before the crop canopy closes, and that way you keep your crop clean before it fills in. Start early and make sure you keep it clean.
So should growers do a pre-seed burn-off with a glyphosate before seeding?
Absolutely. Glyphosate is always a good base treatment when you're growing any type of canola. When you're planning to use it, make sure that you mix in a different mode of action with your glyphosate so that you're not missing any weeds, especially the ones that might be resistant to group 2 or glyphosate. And so mix in something with your disruptor 360 or 540 to make sure you get a complete broad spectrum weed control.
So, Brian, what are some of these options?
Currently, the best options are group 6 and group 14 herbicides like bromoxynil, group 6 herbicide, and carfentrazone, which is a group 14. Now, both of these groups are contact herbicides only, and they have no soil residual, so they're going to be safe to spray before your canola, but you still have to tank mix them with glyphosate for complete broad-spectrum control. They work really well on weeds like kochia, volunteer glyphosate-tolerant canola, that are either resistant to glyphosate or group 2s, or they have a higher potential to become resistant. So for a group 14 product, you'd be looking at something like carfentrazone, which would be a product like AIM, or a group 6 product like bromoxynil, that would be Partner, or Buck from AgriCity. Either one of these groups have great activity on their own. They can be mixed with glyphosate to give a really nice burn down to be more thorough on the large weeds. AgriCity expects to register their own version of some of these called Revenge B later this spring.
So what else should farmers keep in mind for pre-seed burn-off before canola?
Well, we've talked a little bit about the importance of tank mixing, but the other key factor is make sure you keep your water up. These are contact herbicides, so you need more water to make sure you get coverage of the big weeds, the small weeds, where you don't want to miss anything. And make sure that all the weeds are emerged before you actually spray.
Now, I'm far from being an expert, but isn't water volume bad for glyphosate?
Well, it's not so much the water volume, it's more the quality of the water. If you've got minerals or impurities in the water, that can tie up the active ingredient in the herbicide. So if you have concerns or issues with water, it might be worthwhile adding a water conditioner like CitrusSoft. Help soften the water, make sure that your performance of the herbicide is not affected at all.
Brian DeCock is the technical product manager at AgriCity. And of course, for more information on this, you can always go to agricity.com or you can call them 1-844-269-3276. Okay, so that's all great. So you get your field clean to start with. What are some options in crop?
Well, because it's Roundup Ready, glyphosate is the main choice for herbicides. The most important thing with your in crop is to make sure your rates and your timings and your water volumes are good. So generally, you want to spray inside the application window. If you spray too late, that could knock off 3 to 5 bushels off your yield. So with glyphosate, it's registered from the cotyledon when the crop is small, right through the 6-leaf stage. So if at all possible, make sure you get your applications done in that window. Now, there's some different levels of glyphosate loading and salts in the products we have here in Canada, so it might be a little confusing to talk rates. The most common formulations are either a 360 gram or a 540 gram acid equivalent. So when you're talking products, you usually reference something like Disruptor 360 or Disruptor 540. That's the grams active. Now, if you need a little bit more information about how those rates compare, the crop protection guides, the provincial crop guide, have great comparison charts if it gets confusing. We'll probably just talk about the REL rates that convert back to the AgriCity Disruptor 360 formulation. So, in crop, you've got a maximum of 1 liter per acre of Disruptor 360 to play with between the two applications. So it can be a single application of up to 3/4 liter per acre, or you can go 2 applications of 0.5 liter per acre. Since every year is different, most growers will look at 2 applications spaced out to get multiple flushes of weeds, get them when they're small to keep the competition down to keep the yield potential up. If you do a good burn down prior to seeding, you won't have to rush into the crop as much to start spraying. So then I'd recommend start spraying the first application around the 1 to 2 leaf stage, then the second one around the 5 leaf stage. That'll keep things nice and clean until the canopy fills in. If you've got certain perennial weeds, you might want to increase your rate of glyphosate. So Canada thistle, perennial sow thistle. If you got some of the tough ones, then you might want to be increasing your rate to like 3/4 of a liter to make sure you get control.
Brian, what are some of the weeds of concern in a glyphosate-tolerant canola?
Glyphosate takes care of a lot of different weeds. However, there's a couple that it can struggle with, and that would be things like Canada thistle, wild buckwheat, and maybe even glyphosate-resistant kochia.
I've been hearing talk of the TruFlex traited varieties. Will those help with your weed control?
TruFlex allows for a higher rate of glyphosate, so instead of spraying a half a liter, you can actually go up at a wider crop stage. There's already a lot of resistance pressure on glyphosate. With the amount being sprayed, we're seeing a handful of weeds, such as kochia, becoming glyphosate resistant. So in my opinion, the best way to combat this is not to spray more glyphosate. Some of the Ag Canada researchers have done a study on glyphosate-resistant kochia, found that you'd have to spray 5 to 10 liters per acre of glyphosate to kill it all. So just adjusting the rates up really aren't going to help you much with that problem. Plus, I'd be worried that this could put more pressure on other weeds that are maybe susceptible to developing resistance, weeds like wild buckwheat, cleavers, and maybe even wild oats. So we'd have a bit of a disaster if we started adding even more glyphosate-resistant weeds to our mix in Canada. So in my opinion, a better alternative to this would be to use alternate or different modes of action on that same crop paper. So clopyrrolid or Lontrel has been an option in canola for a number of years, but the economics in the past haven't quite worked out in the years where glyphosate was cheap, but clopyrrolid was expensive. So AgriCity now has a more affordable option called clobber that can be applied in glyphosate-tolerant canola. And you can mix clobber with our grassy weed products such as Independence. It works awesome on some weeds that glyphosate doesn't do real well on, like Canada thistle and wild buckwheat. So for less money than doubling your glyphosate, you could do a pass with Clobber G plus Independence and your second pass with glyphosate and get three different modes of action in crop. So now between the pre-seed options we talked about and then this in-crop strategy, you could get up to 5 modes of action on 1 canola acre in the same year just by spraying different modes of action than glyphosate alone. And we can give you all these modes of action at AgriCity for less money than what you're paying for your glyphosate right now.
Fantastic, yeah.
So we've got a ton of options for your glyphosate-tolerant canola. We haven't even talked about fungicides and desiccants yet, but farmers should really be talking to their AgriCity representative or call us at the office, 1-844-269-3276. Talk to one of our experienced sales staffs or agronomists. We'd be happy to go over how our portfolio can fit your farm and save you money on your Roundup Ready canola this year.
I know we're going to be talking a lot about this over the course of the next number of weeks, but what should a farmer do if they have concerns about the performance of these products after they apply them?
Well, the best thing they can do is call AgriCity and let's figure out what's going on in that field. Maybe the product needs more time to work. Maybe a second application is needed. Maybe farmers need some advice on what they should expect from that product. AgriCity just introduced their product performance guarantee. We stand behind the products we sell, and we guarantee the performance of the products we sell. So just give us a call if you've got a concern, and any of the staff would be happy to work with you to solve the problem.
And once again, that number to call is 1-844-269-3276. Brian DeCock is the Technical Product Manager, and we're going to be learning a lot more about what AgriCity can do to help farmers over the course of the next number of weeks, aren't we?
Yeah. AgriCity has over 100 products now. We've got the largest portfolio of affordable crop inputs in Canada. So we've got a lot of exciting new options for the first time this year. We want to share that information with farmers. We can help farmers manage crops, improve yields, keep their crops clean, and save them money all at the same time.
So much more to come. And again, the number to call, 1-844-269-3276, or go to agricity.com. Brian, have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm David Curtin. You've been listening to Talk to the Experts on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.